With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Yobo is an instrumental band from the Central Coast that's influenced by both psychedelic rock and world music. That influence comes through in their song Little Cactus, which the band performed in the KZU studio recently. The band's name comes from a Korean word that means something like sweetheart or honey.
Being half Korean, I lived with my grandparents for a bit when I was in my adolescent years. And so I would hear them call each other Yobo. Oh, Yobo, Yobo. So that left an imprint on me as a kid.
That's the band's lead guitarist, Keon Higgins, from Seaside. He, along with bassist Glenn Bell, also from Seaside, and drummer Jen Roby from Santa Cruz, only joined together as Yobo earlier this year.
I actually knew Glenn, just from working together before this. Him and I kind of stayed in touch over the years, but he himself is quite a musician, professional musician around the area. He's in a number of bands, and he's like, you know, Keon, I'll give your little project some attention. But he by himself is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's quite a musician around here. And I found Jen maybe in the safest place of the internet, Craigslist.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, really safe place to find people and invite people into their home, which she did. Thank you, Jen, for trusting me.
So was this like a drummer wanted on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yobo recently released their debut single, Danny's Walk. The video for the song was filmed at the iconic Flintstone House near San Francisco. Yobo performed in KZU's Tiny Studio B recently, complete with a full drum set, and they performed the single Danny's Walk and talked about the making of the video at the Flintstone House. That was great, Danny's Walk. Okay, maybe if y'all want to introduce yourselves really quick.
My name's Keon, play guitar.
On bass, my name is Glenn Bell.
On drums, Jen Roby.
All right, where does the name for that come from?
So, you know, you have friends, people who mean a lot to you. And I had a friend growing up here locally in Pacific Grove. And just a good friend of mine, musician as well. And we just played guitar together. And he was someone who meant a lot to me, and he passed away probably like 2 years ago. And I think I wanted to really remember him through just the title alone.
The video for Danny's Walk, you filmed at the iconic Flintstone House. I, like so many other people, every time I go down 280 to San Francisco, see it on the right side up on the hill. So how did that come about?
The Flintstone House is actually a house I see a lot too on the 280 and when I'm driving the city, and we reached out to the Florence Fang Foundation, and they let us film there. Florence Fang is very supportive of artists. She's an artist, and she has a lot of different projects throughout the house. There was some issues with her putting more art in the backyard, and a lot of the neighbors, they got annoyed.
That's so funny. All the neighbors probably hate it. Because it's so cool. I love it. I mean, they should be like overjoyed that
I agree.
Such a funky, cool house over there. But anyway, cool. All right. So what's another song that you have that we haven't heard yet?
We're going to play a song called Pale. It is coming out November 22nd. We have video that we're brewing as well for that single too.
Okay. Pale. Okay. Here we go. That was the local instrumental rock band Yobo performing their single Pale, which is coming out in November. The band will be performing on Halloween at Oblo Cocktail and Kitchen in Santa Cruz. With KEZU, I'm Dylan Music.